been talking about the draft, which just ended a few days ago, and various other topics, including the 15 or so reported undrafted rookie free agents who've signed. And we're happy to be joined by now by a guy who was in that category at one time, an undrafted rookie, Dan Connolly. Welcome to the show. First time on? Guys. Is this your first time on with us?
Yeah, it is.
Well, welcome.
He's a veteran of the PFW TV show.
That's true.
He and I go way back. We've done many painful interviews. Dan looks like he wanted to be anywhere up there.
Those terrible questions.
That's true. I'm not a gifted interviewer.
So Dan, what's cooking? How's your off season going?
It's going good. We're in the thick of things with the training and lifting and running, so it's going good.
Looks like you just got done with a workout.
Yeah, I am. Still sweating.
What do you remember about early on in your career? When you look back on it now, obviously you're making more money now and you played more, but what do you look back on and kind of recall as the process?
Yeah, the thing I look back at most is, I was a guy that was just trying to make a roster and, just hoping to maybe get a year at first and then, at the most a couple years. And now I'm going into my eighth or ninth year or something like that, and it's crazy looking back, just seeing how far I've come from that point.
Did you talk about that with people, like family, friends? I just want to get a year. Were you honest with other people, or did you have some sort of yeah, I'm going to make it and I'll prove them? And
I think I tried to stay pretty humble and yeah, I always just hoped I could get to that point, but I never expected it. I came from a small school, so I knew that the chances were probably pretty tough for me, so I kind of just tried to keep a level head about it.
And when you see guys coming in now, are you at the point in your career where you are a leader, or you'll give them advice, or some of these young? I know they signed a couple guards undrafted, yep, and things, mm-hmm, of that nature. Will you kind of take guys under your wing, or do you just sort of stick to yourself in that?
I try to just lead by example. I'm not a big vocal guy, but if there's a guy that's having an issue or something, or something that I can relate to, I'll definitely take him aside and talk to him about it.
Well, what did you do, like, when you were at that age? Like, who were, did you look to guys for advice, or did you just say, I need to worry about myself, or what was your approach?
I had one or two veteran friends that I kind of just hung with and kind of just followed and did what they did and mm-hmm, that kind of thing. They kind of took me under their wing.
Is Logan the leader of the offensive line now?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And how does that manifest?
Is he as crazy as he seems?
He's nuts. No, you guys have met Logan off the field. He's as cool as a cucumber.
But I'm a little afraid of him, I'll be honest. He seems like a guy that could snap.
You've also seen him on film.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He really likes us. He likes us as a group, but I don't care. I'm watching.
And when he puts the cowboy boots on and he kind of saunters, he has an aura about him that makes you say, let's keep him at a distance.
Right, right.
I saw him at Trader Joe's the other day pushing the shopping cart around.
It might be a sight to see.
It looks like he was trying to push a defensive lineman away. It's just like he's overpowering the guy. It wasn't fun at all.
And you know, your position coach is Dante Scarnecchia, obviously. He's one of our favorites, and he's been around this league forever.
And this team forever, too.
We see him from afar because he doesn't talk to the media. He's not a guy who seeks the spotlight or anything like that. And we watch him and what he does with you guys on the field, and we look and we're like, whoa. Hmm. This guy is intense. They call it Dante's Inferno when you guys are way down there at training camp,
right,
on the other side.
Back in our corner.
As far away from the media as you could possibly get.
He's like my size.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
But he's such a great guy. When the limited opportunities that we get to talk to him off the field, he's just so quiet and unassuming, a family guy. What's it like to play for him?
He's, like you said, he's the nicest guy off the field. And then on the field, he's very demanding. He expects a lot of us. He shows it. He'll yell at us if we need to. And but that's kind of what guys in our position need, because we're doing a job that typically we're the lesser athlete of. The guy we're blocking is a far better athlete. We need to be as disciplined as we can be to block those guys. So for him to be on us like that constantly, I think it's something that we need.
Does he play mind games with you? Because I know for me personally, he always, every time he sees me, oh, you're not working out anymore? Did you miss the gym a couple times this week? He's always messing with my head. And I, does he do that with you guys?
Yeah, I think every once in a while you get that question like, how's your weight?
what do you mean by that, right?
That's what he does.
Yeah, what was your weight today? Oh.
And he does it so quietly and subtly, but in the back of your head, you're like...
It takes you 5 minutes to realize you just took a shot.
Do you answer him with a question? Well, what do you think it is?
How do I...
What would you like it to be?
What do you think about his short shorts?
Just in case he hears it, I can guarantee that he's not listening to this crap.
No. So it's, I mean, you so like we were talking about earlier, the rookies are going to come in for their mini camp on Friday and Saturday. Probably not going to see many veterans, if any, out there for that camp. But another few weeks, you guys have OTA starting mini camps. Are you at the point now in the offseason where you're ready to get back on the field as far as just from a psychological standpoint? You're like, I'm tired of working out in the gym, and I want to put pads on. I want to get out there. I want to do stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a time where you need a break after the season, and the couple months we've had, I think it's been enough to kind of relax your brain and get away from it. But, yeah, I mean, season's right around the corner, even though it seems like it's forever away.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think we're all ready to get back out there and start getting ready for the next season.
How important do you think it'll be? You guys, well, potentially have your starting offensive line from last year intact. Everybody's back. Sebastian's back. How important could that be as a building block to sort of hit the ground running, building off last year?
You know, I think it's a great thing to have because, you know, we're not going to have to take any steps back to reteach something. We can just build on what we had last year. And so I think we can just, like you said, hit the ground rolling.
You're sort of, even though you were sort of the new guy a couple of years ago, now Ryan, I guess, is kind of the newest starter to the lineup. What did you think of his performance last year and sort of holding down the fort in the middle there?
I think he did a great job. You know, he stepped right up. He had to compete for that job, and he won that position. And I think he really did a really good job.
We talk a lot about how tough this offense is to pick up, and we always talk about receivers. The young receivers have had a hard time. How hard is it for an offensive lineman? Is it any different, the system? Is it more difficult than anything else you've ever experienced? Or is it
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you're first learning it, it's difficult. You know, but after being in it for a few years, it's kind of just become second nature. But for a new guy, you know, I think around the league, everything's kind of similar. It's just a matter of kind of relearning the new names, kind of learning a new language. You know, it means the same thing, but you gotta find out what those code words are and things like that.
Do you guys not get enough credit for that part of the game, the mental? Because, I mean, I played a low-level college football, and I remember linebacker meetings ended, and offensive line was like ordering pizza. They would stay all night for these long meetings.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is that a part of the game that goes unnoticed, the mental aspect of being an offensive lineman, the calls and the adjustments and all that crap?
It might be. I mean, I think people may look at this as just
big wall of bodies,
just physical, you know, players. But there are plenty players. You know, they appreciate what we do. You know, our teammates, they know what really goes into there are blocking schemes and things like that. So you got to be physical and you got to be smart to be an offensive lineman.
All right. What's Tom like to sort of block for? I mean, does he get on you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we need it,
unequivocally.
If we need it, he's on us. You know, he's a great competitor, and he expects a lot out of us, just like our coaches do. And if we're not getting the job done, he'll let you know.
Were you here when he yelled at everybody and called the linemen fat cows a few years ago? Was that
before? That might have been last summer.
That may have been directed.
I think that was last summer.
That was a couple of summers. I think it was directed at Copen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they had a good relationship, so yeah. Obviously that was okay. But
and then they started yelling at each other.
Didn't seem very nice to call somebody a fat cow on the field.
But I do that brings up an interesting point, though. Do you guys ever get at him if he messes up or makes a mistake and it's something that maybe affects you guys?
I just do my job.
That's a good answer.
Olivier in Virginia will love that. He always calls in. He's a regular, and he always says, do your job.
Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't want to criticize the quarterback. I'd stay away from that, too.
All right, so you had your workout today. Are you done for the day? What's your immediate schedule like?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm going to go hit the shower and go home and spend some time with the family.
And then you've got
put a little ice on that chin for your daughter?
Yeah. I think Stitch has come out today.
Oh, no. Oh, Stitch.
What, she fell on the hardwood?
Yeah. Smacked her chin right on the floor.
How old?
She's 3.5.
Oh, yeah. Man. Is that going to scar? Probably.
Probably. She's tough, though. She did good.
It's unfortunate.
All right. So the rest of the week, you do you guys come in every day, or is it like what?
Yeah,
your...
yeah. Wednesday's an off day as far as lifting and running, but, you know, it's an active rest day. Try to get some massage or stretching, something like that.
Do you guys have any playbook stuff now that you can work on, or is it way too early in the, even in the process?
I think it's too early for that. Yeah. And we're just kind of going through, you know, technique stuff and getting in shape and mm-hmm. getting our strength up.
You mentioned the active rest day, and it just made me think. Somebody was asking me, have you ever used the treadmill they have here, the anti-gravity?
Yeah, the Alter G.
Yeah, what does that feel like? How does it work?
I've used it once. Basically, it makes you weigh less, but still run the same.
But how does it, I mean, is there a harness that lifts you up?
Harness that fills up with air, so it just makes you lighter. Hmm. So you can, you know.
Because I had this whole theory in mind that, as I told you, I just ran the marathon. Well, didn't quite run the marathon, but strapped a 100-pound backpack to a Kenyan and then put me on that treadmill to make me weigh 110 pounds, I'd like to see who could win then.
Yeah.
Could they do that? Is that how that works? It makes you feel like you're 100 pounds? Or?
I mean, I weigh 300 pounds. You can put it at 50% of your body weight, so I could basically run at 150 pounds.
So you could
pretty cool.
You could calibrate it so that both of you are the same weight
and see who
lasts longer.
No, I don't want to do that, because if he's 100, he's still going to kick my ass. I need him to weigh 215, and I need me to weigh 120.
That's what I'm saying. You calibrate it so that you're both at the same weight, whatever that weight.
Yeah, no. I need the 100
pound
advantage.
Oh, you want? You just want?
I
want
to switch roles.
Well, do both,
because he's in good shape and runs marathons.
You should do both.
Yeah,
do it at his weight and your weight.
You ain't winning either way.
It's true. It's probably not.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate
having
you on. Listeners love it when we get players to come on here too. So we're getting some good feedback from that. And good luck with the rest of the off season. We're looking forward to seeing you guys back on the field soon.
Great.
Before you go, did you want to say anything about Brady? Well, one last chance to yell
at him. Or Dante.
No, we're all good.
Good call.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
All right,
thanks a lot, Dan.